This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We have a band called Ayas Luna in studio, and they're hanging out with me. We're going to play some songs from them. We're going to talk about some upcoming shows that they have, including a big old Northwest Hardcore Fest going down in Portland toward the end of the summer. But without any further ado, welcome to the show. Welcome to Metal Shop, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're in the shop.
Yes, you are in the shop. Cool. And so let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Ayas Luna.
All right. Well, I'm Brad. I'm vocalist for Ayas Luna, and then kind of do like songwriting and stuff like that.
Cool.
As well as like a lot of like merch designs.
Yeah.
And then I'll pass it to Chris.
My name's Chris. I play bass guitar, and I do a lot of the booking, networking for shows out of state and that sort of thing.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody. My name is DeAndre, and I am the guitarist of Ayas Luna. I sit there and kind of look cool, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. And play guitar.
Yeah.
You also have to play guitar. Nice.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, he is the guitarist.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Not just guitarist.
And we're missing a member? Drummer?
Colin is our drummer.
Yeah.
He is, I think, at home doing some MIDI input.
Yeah.
For like some new songs we got going on.
He's in the lab.
Yeah, he's really getting busy.
Nice.
We're just never busy, obviously.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about where you guys come from. Like, you guys are kind of, you're not in Seattle. You guys are a little bit more south?
Kind of south, southeast.
Yeah, kind of southeast.
Yeah, we're kind of sprawled throughout. Like, Colin lives in, like Puyallup. And me and DeAndre grew up together in, like, the same town, like Maple Valley, Covington. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just started from there. That's where we kind of, like, started the band, like, from high school. And then it kind of merged on into, like, different groups until we, like, ran into Chris eventually. And then now we're Ayas Luna as people see it now.
So you guys started the band in high school?
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Kind of. Like, I wouldn't say Ayas Luna started, like, around that time. But, like, me and Dee met, like, really early on in, like, high school. And then we played in, like, various different, like, groups kind of, like, there and from after. And then eventually we kind of, like, got to a point where like we were wanting to do this seriously, and then Ayas Luna kind of came from that.
Okay, so tell me about the name Ayas Luna. What is this am I missing a reference?
So this is always really funny because it's a really like if you know kind of deal.
Sure.
But It's nothing too in-depth. So Ias Luna was the name of a pistol in a video game called called Destiny.
Okay.
Which I think at the time, the people that me and D were playing with, like, were playing that game pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had like, a different name at the point. And then we kind of got to... I think someone else had the name we were running with. I don't remember what it was either.
I think it was Isles.
Just Isles?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's not hard to...
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot that. But like, yeah, Isles. But yeah, that name was taken. And so we were just like, you know, we'll just find a different name.
Yeah.
And then,
it's a cool name.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. It translates to Hawk Moon, which is like another gun in that game.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I think it just came in conversation where it's like, why don't we do this? Because we know no one has this name.
Yeah.
And we kind of got it from there and then rolled with it.
Are you guys big gamers?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say we are.
All right, cool. What's the collective like favorite game you guys get down with these days?
We're all kind of different in what we really play.
Okay.
We never play together.
Yeah, not really.
We play on our own.
Yeah, pretty much. Because
you're like a PC gamer.
Yeah, I'm a huge PC person.
You got a Steam Deck?
Yes.
Nice, dude. Okay, well, let's go around the room. What's your game of that you're hacking on these days?
Not many people are going to know of this, but it's a game called Mech Warrior.
Okay.
It's basically just giant fighting robots.
I know mechs. I've been in love with it. I don't know the game, but that's awesome. Right on. And how about you, man?
I'm all about dinosaurs, so I'm playing Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Cool.
It's great.
Awesome. And what system is that on?
PC. PC? Steam. Okay. Yeah, you just build your own park, you know, the dinos break loose and they eat people. It's just, you know, it's all what it's about, you know.
Nice. Right on. And how about you, man?
Yeah. Well, so I play a lot of Elden Ring.
Okay.
And but like lately, I mean, I'm a huge Mortal Kombat guy.
Yep.
And lately I've just been kind of munching on Diablo 4.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I really do like Dark Souls and Elden Ring are probably like the games I play the most. And,
your drummer, what would you say he plays the most? If you had to guess.
I actually don't even know what he plays.
He plays games with you, Chris, doesn't he, sometimes?
Yeah, he does a little bit of crime investigation, like detective, like kind of games.
Okay.
I've seen him play,
okay, like L.A. Noir?
Yeah, that kind of like genre.
Okay.
Sorry, Colin, if we're so wrong about
this. Hey, man, he didn't show up, so we can create a backstory for him.
Yeah. We're gonna make Colin's story.
There we go.
Now he has to be whatever we say.
So a couple of you guys are from Covington, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my mom lives. I grew up kind of in Covington. There really wasn't any hardcore or metal from that area. There was a couple bands that would play in like Grange Halls. I started radio at Green River College. KGRG is where I started. I started a show called Dead Air back in 2004 that is still going. My friend Trevor does that show.
Right on.
There wasn't much, you know, metalcore, hardcore going on in that area. Is there not these days?
What's really funny is that like my first real metal show where like I got to mosh and everything was at the Maple Valley Community Center.
Okay.
And that was with a band called We Move Mountains.
Yep.
If you're probably familiar with that, but like my friend Zesty was the singer in that, and this was before we even like knew each other. I think I was like 16 when I was at that show, and I thought he was like the coolest guy ever. And then, like, eventually, like, met up with him, and now he does tours with like the home team.
I know him. Yeah, I just saw him the other night at the Pound Show. With Callous Dowboys. Yeah. Yeah,
Zachary's great.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, you set the groundwork for the band, and you guys just got back. I mean, we're jumping forward quite a few years here, but you guys just got back from a tour. Is that right?
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, East Coast.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who was it with?
It was with our friends Kaizo and a really good band from the east side called Circleback.
Circleback from the east side of Washington?
East side of the country.
Oh, east coast.
I think they're from the Carolinas.
Yeah, yeah. South Carolina, I believe.
Yeah. And they were really, they played so sick. Well. Every show was so sick with them. And they're like some of the coolest guys just to talk to.
That's
and they
awesome.
Kind of... They were kind of our food guides.
Okay,
over there.
Nice.
That's what I was stoked about was just trying Zach's.
Best food you guys tried?
Ooh. But for me personally, it was probably one of the pizzas in New Jersey. I don't know what it was about that pizza, but it made it right, dude.
Nice.
And it's gotten to the point where it's actually made me disappointed with every pizza over here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It just doesn't hit the same over here,
Yeah, it just doesn't hit the same.
Anyone else? Any input?
I'm team Wawa. Yeah. That was the spot for me. I would wake up in the middle of the night and where are we? We're at Wawa. Yes.
Dude, nice. You know? Dude, that's awesome. I think I'll hop on the Wawa team too, because yeah, ever since we got back, I've just been missing it so bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because we never, like, when convenience sides of, like, convenience food, the east side just has it going on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that and Sheetz.
Yeah.
Like, they had a bunch of good stuff. I mean, I tried Egg Foo Young at, like, this Chinese spot in New Jersey and then just, like, took it to the show. And I was like, this is really good.
Nice. Right on.
Yeah, but I think Wawa is where it's at.
Yeah.
So you guys get to play some pretty DIY, like, shows around this area, right? Pretty booked by, Ballard VFW Hall. You guys have played there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played there twice,
I think. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that was our first show back from COVID, I think, was...
I heard about that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex from Kaiser was telling me how big that was. That was a big show.
Yeah, like, a lot of people showed up for that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It was filled up pretty good, and we still horseshoed people.
Nice.
So
okay.
I was like, cool, this is sick.
Do you guys like playing, kind of like small rooms, DIY spots like that?
Yeah, I think it just depends on, like, the room.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, would you say?
And kind of the atmosphere of the place, you know?
Definitely, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, and we're like a lights on kind of band.
Okay.
So, like, the atmosphere can kind of vary, but, like, we love playing house shows.
Lights on because people are punching each other in the face, and you want to make sure
you kind of want to see it.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. We do just kind of want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how's that feel when you're playing music and you see people just going off? Is that a good feeling?
It's sick.
Yeah, it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, we're there's obviously, like, this mosh code of etiquette and stuff like that. And, you know, like, I always say, like, crowd kill your friends and do all that stuff. You know, you obviously don't want to, like, make someone show a bad time, but it's also pretty cool just to watch people crowd kill for your band.
Okay, like, nice. I mean,
it's a cool feeling, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in places where you expect, like, it to be more of, like, a small town, like, college town vibe, you know, like, there are definitely some shows that, like, ended up turning out really cool that we weren't even really sure about. You know, you're going to places you've never been before, talking to bands you've never worked with before, and they're just checking you out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to be able to just play music that makes people want to just, you know, rock the heck out of each other, that's super cool.
I mean, from the outside, you might see a clip from a band like Tsunami or God's Hate, but what you don't know is that they're probably all friends just beating on each other, right?
Yeah, right.
And so it's like everyone there, it's like mutual combat. Everyone there is having a good time, and they all got smiles on their face, even if their, you know, nose is bloody.
Yeah, I think I watched, like, a Weapon X set, and then the people going hardest in the pit were, like, the guys from Inclination.
There you go.
And I'm just like, oh, man, they're just going off.
So how'd you guys get into heavy music? You know, was it, you know, just online? Where was it, bands you saw? Like, what were your, like, kind of, you know, inroads into heavy music? And we can start with whoever wants to jump in.
So for me, ironically enough, I started listening to AC/DC as, like, the first metal band of any sort.
Totally.
Because before that, I would listen to, like, 50 Cent, you know, R&B kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then my uncle showed me Metallica and AC/DC.
Awesome.
And I think Metallica was the one that really got me into, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
I imagine your uncle probably listens to KISW.
Yes, he does. Yes, he actually listens to the mix.
He'll probably hear you on Metal Shop.
Little plug.
That would be cool. I haven't even told him that I was going on
there.
There
you go.
So maybe it'll be a surprise.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's basically what kind of got me started.
And then what got you into the underground, the heavier side things?
Kind of just being around some of my friends, you know, they would, like, show me all these new bands that I had never heard of before. Especially when I think one of the first, like, heavier bands that I really listened to was probably Infant Annihilator.
Okay, so you went immediately into the deep end.
Pretty much.
From AC/DC to Infant Annihilator.
Straight to the deep end.
Mariana Trench.
Pretty much.
Pencil diving right through.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I think from there, that's where I started to really be like, dude, this is the kind of music that I really love.
You know?
Like, it gives a good feeling and everything like that.
Super brutal.
Yeah, exactly. Just brutal, but everybody's having fun and everything. And I think that's what really got me really into the heavy side of music. So
awesome. And I see you wearing a Knock Loose shirt, Kublai Khan hat. You know, what got you into, you know, heavy,
heavy music? Oh, absolutely. My dad actually really influenced me to get into really heavy music.
Sure.
Like, you know, Knocked Loose, Kublai Khan.
Your dad likes that stuff.
Yeah. and that's awesome. We kind of experienced it together, which is really cool. And at first I'd be listening to like Bad Brains, kind of a more punk rock kind of a vibe.
That's awesome.
And then my dad turned me on to metal, like Slayer, Megadeth. We'd go see Slayer every year.
That's sick, dude. Cool dad.
I just kind of shoehorned the avenues, you know, start finding bands like Vane, you know, Distinguisher, just really heavy, raunchy stuff.
That's badass. Right on. How about you, man?
It's weird. It was like, I think it was very like gradual kind of thing. I wasn't like, I just found
it. You took the on-ramp.
Yeah, a little bit. Slowly, because like when I was younger, like my first like really like fast heavy music was Slipknot. And, the Subliminal Verses came out. I think I played Guitar Hero.
It's Volume 3, right?
Yeah, I played Guitar Hero, and I heard Before I Forget, and I think it all just kind of changed from there.
Nice, dude.
And at the time, like, I was listening to, like, a lot of, like, rock-oriented. Like, I had Ozzy, and then, like, I had my other, like, bands I like, because I like The Killers.
Yeah.
Because, like, Hot Fuzz was, like, I think my first, like, favorite record.
Yeah.
And then I got into, like, Avenged Sevenfold and was really into their self-titled record. And then, like, got deeper into Slipknot. And then I think it was like, it was one of my birthdays, and I remember it because this was Half Hearts, Songs to Scream at the Sun came out.
Yes.
Like on my birthday.
That's cool.
And then I went to Best Buy on the new releases, I think the weekend after, and saw the date on that. I'm just like, oh, this is cool. And then that, I think, was my
09.
09. Yeah. That was my like kind of original exposure to like hardcore.
Yeah.
Like it isn't like traditional sense of hardcore, but like melodic hardcore.
Absolutely,
And then that's what got me more into that sphere of just like high energy, not super like production heavy, but like just big, good energy going on to a show. And then like that was when I was going into YouTube and looking up all that stuff and then like watching live videos. And
you get into the Hate 5-6 algorithm and just watch every video, you know. That's awesome. So I kind of buried the lead here. You guys are going to be playing a show coming up with Dusty Cubby for their record release show at Daryl's Tavern on July 7th. That's your next show. And if people, you know, have not seen you guys live, what can we expect from an IS Luna show?
A lot of energy. We're definitely the odd band of the bunch of this whole lineup.
It's kind of an emo show, right?
Yeah. And what really got us onto that is I've been friends with Cade and the partner for years. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And we always talked about like doing a show together, and like I'm really happy we can like celebrate their release. You Deserve to Be Happy is I believe what it's called. And they're on like a whole tour on the West Coast for it as well.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I'm really happy we're on the show for them.
That's cool. And then you guys are going to be also playing a hardcore festival down in Portland called Northwest Hardcore Fest, and that's August 19th.
Yeah.
And it's just a ton of bands, right?
So many. So many sick Washington bands are playing, like Apex Predator.
Yep.
Yeah, our friends in Kaizo are playing as well. Yeah. And there's a bunch of Portland bands that we played with that are going to be down there too, that rock. We just played a show with Breakneck Flow.
Cool.
On the last tour, Black Force Energy, Ovarian. I could just go down the list.
Nice. Tickets are available for that one. I saw someone passing out a flyer at the Pound show for that one. So.
Yep.
Very cool. So let's go into one of your songs. We're going to go into the song Homewrecker. Who wants to introduce this one?
I can.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's go.
So Homewrecker, I think, was the second song written for our record Hell is a Mirror at the time. And that song was written before COVID, I think. I think we were playing that.
Yeah. I think it was just before COVID.
Yeah, because we wrote another song, Animosity, before that. And we started playing that live. And then we wrote Homewrecker like pretty shortly after and started playing that at like live shows. And then that song is like just really fun to do lyrically. It's more of my perspective because I write like all the lyrics for the songs pretty much.
Cool.
And the lyrics were written like well after that song was written, so I wanted to get to more of like a how I was feeling at the time.
Yeah.
And because there was a lot of just like it's hard to word this. I guess I could say like it comes from a personal standpoint of like people coming in and out of your life and coming in to just kind of like ruin the relationships you have going on mm-hmm. with your family or your friends. And it's disappointing to see how, like, the people that come to ruin that also change the people that you were close with.
Yeah.
And I was experiencing that at the time. And I really, like, kind of poured how I was feeling into that song when we were recording.
Right on.
And it's the hit, I think.
There we go. It's your radio single.
Yeah.
We're going to go into it. It's Homewrecker by Ayas Luna here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That was Homewrecker by I.S. Luna here on Metal Shop, and I got the guys in studio now, minus one member. What's the member's name again?
Colin.
One? Colin.
Yeah.
Okay. Colin, so he's at home right now working on MIDI for the new recording?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Well, yeah. Can you guys tell me about, you know, when we might expect some new material, or are you guys kind of in the planning phases of that right now?
A little bit in the planning phases, I'd say. We have two songs that are essentially done that we've been playing. We played them on the last tour as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're in the process of just demoing these out, and then we're going to send them out to who we're going to go to.
Awesome.
And then hopefully get that recorded by the fall. That's cool. Our game plan for right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a pretty good track so far. So
that's awesome. Is it going to be a full-length EP, or what do you think?
I think we're still kind of deciding. We're still in the process of writing as well. I guess we try to like keep on top and
for
like,
sure.
keep ourselves like going and motivated. But I think we'll just kind of go as we go. We're definitely going to have these two be like singles for sure. Whatever's next.
I don't know. What are you guys' goals for the band? You're pretty in the stage of you know your you know band life where it seems like you guys have an upward trajectory. You guys did a tour. You guys have an album on the way. You know, remember you heard them first here on Metal Shop. Okay, so when you guys are big stars and you guys are touring with Rise Against, you know, make sure you remember the little folks over here at KISW. So, what's your guys' goals? Do you guys want to be you know, hitting the road a lot, or what do you guys want to do?
That would be a lot of fun, kind of hitting the road, because I think after these past two tours, we kind of realized that this is a lot of fun. You know, it's something that we see ourselves doing more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we'll have our own kind of different things in life and everything, but I think we're still just going to kind of come back to I.S. Luna and always want to be playing heavy music. You know, we just awesome. Love the aspect of playing the heavy music, love having people mosh to it and everything. It's a great feeling. So
yeah. Cool. It's also good to just kind of like go to a town you've never been before
yeah.
and like people like know who you are.
Yeah.
That is something I didn't really expect a whole lot from.
Yeah.
And the thing about this tour is that like every day it was like so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like we, though, I think the only thing that comes close to like a problem was like our tire popping just mm-hmm. like a couple
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
And that was like on the way to Philadelphia before we even started that.
Yeah.
So the fact that like we were able to just do the tour successfully and have a good time with each other and just like come out of that like in a positive, I think really kind of showed us that this is what we want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my personal goal is to just kind of take it as far as we can. And, you know, not necessarily get, like, super huge. I mean, it'd be cool to be as huge as, like, Turnstile and stuff like that. You know, those guys are just, like,
reach for the stars, right?
Reach
for the only dream.
But we definitely, I think, want to play everywhere we can with bands we like. And, like, definitely want to do some, like, filled out rooms. Just even, like, something just like Jag. And Jag is, like, so fun.
Yeah.
Like,
Just Another Gig, yeah, put up by Zach from Brainstem. Yeah.
Yep. Brainstem booking really changed the whole scene around here. I feel like they really bring up like a really good collective of bands, and there's always like new bands around here coming on those shows too, that and they're all good.
Yeah.
And yeah, that place is really sick. But I think we just want to take it as far as we can go. I would love to just play a festival in Europe, but I also would love to just play a house show. That's crazy fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, you know, this is a Northwest radio show, Northwest podcast, and we focus on, you know, a lot of the Seattle bands and Tacoma bands and whatnot. So, you know, I kind of prepped you guys for this question, but what's your favorite Northwest bands of all time, just in the state of Washington?
Yeah. D, you're a Chris Cornell guy, so I think
I am. I've always loved Chris Cornell and everything that he's been in, so it, pretty much anything that he's been in has been like my top go-tos for bands in Washington.
So. Awesome.
Does Audioslave count?
I mean, Chris, it was Rage Against the Machine from LA, and then him on vocals. So yeah, we'll give him.
But Chris Cornell, you know,
yeah, right. I'd give him a pass for sure.
Cool, for sure.
R.I.P. Chris Cornell, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And how about you, man?
I like War Crime from Eastern Washington.
Okay,
they're from Spokane.
Awesome. Right on. And how about you, man?
Oh man, that's hard. It's like there's so many good ones. I really like Botch.
Yeah,
and the whole comeback with them is insane.
Absolutely,
I never thought I'd be able to like see anything like that. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, we like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, mm-hmm. but real ones, no Green River.
Yep, like, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like Northwest is just rich. I mean, it's always been rich with like just awesome heavy music.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's hard to kind of choose a favorite. I feel like because I feel like there's so many bands that we play with that I'm just like, this is the coolest band out of Northwest right now.
What are some cool bands that are playing, you know, on your level, like bands you guys play with around here?
Oh, it's hard.
That you would mention.
Yeah, I feel like we always play with Kaizo, but that's because we like everyone in that band and we love their music.
Sure.
Like every show we've played with them has always been like sick. Mm-hmm. Awesome, super fun, and we love playing with Lilith too. Garrett and Justin, mm-hmm. all of them are super awesome. But I'd say like the one I really like coming out of here has been like Apex Predator. And,
great band,
like,
Dusty shout out Cubby. To Maniac Casey. Yep.
Yeah, hitting the G Fuel.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know any of those guys, but so all I know is the videos and all the sick. But I saw their set. And like that was the first time like I went to Real Art.
Oh, okay.
And I've been to Real Art before, but that was the first time I saw Real Art like look like a jungle.
Oh yeah. Because
people were just like head walking for their set, like
going nuts.
Climbing like the whole like backside of the stage was just packed with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely had one of my favorite sets of like the whole gig of JAG 4.
Nice.
So like those are definitely the ones I like the most.
What are some of your favorite venues to play here in the Northwest?
It's hard to choose.
We've
played a lot, but like I do like playing a Real Art.
Yeah.
We never played the Cherry Pit, but been to a show there, and I loved the inside of that spot.
Oh, and can it be in Washington?
Yeah.
Big Dipper.
Oh,
over in Spokane. Yeah. That was a sick
shout out to Matt.
That was a really sick
being the fun sound guy.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Right on. So, there's a venue down in Kelso I hear good things about called the Erebus. Have you heard about this place?
I have. I haven't checked into it too much, but I've heard
that it's got spooky vibes, but it's cool.
You know? Sounds spooky.
Yeah. So Erebus. Check it out if you're ever in Kelso.
We're going to have to do that.
We'll play a Kelso just to see it.
Exactly. Right on, guys. Well, we're actually going to go into another one of your songs. And again, IS Luna is playing July 7th with Dusty Cubby at Daryl's Tavern up in Shoreline area. They're also going to be playing down in Portland if you want to head down for a big all-day Northwest Hardcore Fest in Portland. There's like, it's just an... great space for like 600 people capacity is what you were saying. So very cool. August 19th. So, you know, get your shorts on and bring some beverages. I don't know what people like to do in the summer, you know, wear your sunscreen for the Northwest Hardcore Fest. And we're going to go into another one. This is Dead Charlatans. Who wants to introduce this one?
I guess I can do that.
All right, let's do it.
So this was my favorite song to write production wise. Because really got to mess with like samples and just I think we got really metalcore with this one.
Okay,
yeah,
which I thought was really cool, like the very heavy stompy kicks.
Yeah,
and then we got the Dwyer live, the infamous like Mayor Dwyer like tape.
Nice.
And then put that into the song. And then this was one that I wanted to kind of like, I guess, be more like. Having a statement on,
mm-hmm.
When we recorded like our record Hell is a Mirror was kind of like in the rise of like the COVID lockdown, mm-hmm. and then like the, of course, the protests and everything like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of people, I'm sure like every one of us here, were just like exposed to just like all these things happening in the country and let mm-hmm. alone the world. And a pattern I saw was just like a blatant display of abuse of power.
Sure.
Whether it be like an officer doing like the wrong thing, or just like anarchists like taking like a good event and just like making it into something else. And just seeing like, I guess, higher ups really just utilize that to kind of like secure themselves. To me, it felt like they were not wanting to use their authority to protect people, but it seemed more like a government funded gang. And I really wanted to like bring that to a point of like, you know, this is what I do to you if you were like on my level, or like if I could, which, you know, I feel like people naturally will have that like feeling when they see injustices like that happen. So I really wanted to like, I guess, express my feelings on that. And I guess also others, because I knew people were also feeling the same way. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted, I think, people to kind of grasp onto something like that. I feel like when I was like coming out with this, I was like, I need this to kind of reflect the time that this was written. And unfortunately, it was during a very like horrible, chaotic time for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of just reflects on itself. And, you know, I was really happy with how it turned out. And I really liked the response to it. It was the first single, and it still speaks to a lot of people.
Right on.
Well, IS Luna is the band you're listening to, and we're going to go into the song you just introduced, Dead Charlatan. Dead Charlatan's here. It's Metal Shop on KISW. Dead Charlatans here by IS Luna. You can catch them July 7th with Dusty Cubby at Daryl's Tavern for the Dusty Cubby record release show. Also, Northwest Hardcore Fest in Portland on August 19th. And guys, if people can't make it to these shows for whatever reason, what's the best way to support you guys and stay updated with you guys?
So our music is on various music platforms. Sure. We're obviously on the primary ones like Apple Music and Spotify. Mm-hmm. And also you can stream it on YouTube if that's how you would want to do it. Mm-hmm. But we're also like we're on Deezer.
Peloton,
I think we're on
You can get your sweat on while you listen to some IS Luna. Yeah.
And I need to check that actually.
All those things.
Yeah, I'm just lying about that.
Either. It's all good, man. Okay. It's pre-recorded.
I apologize. But yeah, you can also keep up on our Instagram and our Twitter, and we have a Facebook page. But it's going to be at IS Luna TV.
Awesome.
Just all one word, and then you can check it out from there.
Cool. Right on, guys. Well, so coming up in the fall, you guys are going to be working on this record. Mm-hmm. And once you guys have some songs, why don't you come up here and we'll premiere them?
Absolutely. We'd love to. Yeah.
That sounds good. Right on. Well, any shout outs or thank yous you guys would like to send out while you're on KISW?
I would just love to shout out my friends, honestly, for just coming to the shows. I think they're the reason that we kind of kept pushing ourselves, just having the support of all of our friends. Just kind of all of the friends, basically.
Right on.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my friends and family, especially my dad, Gary Dalporto, for like helping me along the way throughout this whole process.
Yeah, I got a lot, so I got to condense it down a bit. Obviously, my friends who come out to the show, my mom who has just been so patient with me, like just doing what I've been wanting to do with this. But also I just want to give a shout out to all the people in the scene that have really just stuck with us and have been giving us good opportunities. Alex and Stan from Kaizo for helping us book the East Coast tour and many tours before. Shout out to dudes in Pine Box for coming with us on the tour, doing what they can.
Yeah.
And everybody who's been getting involved and willing to give us a listen, Every person who's been standing in the back seeing our set, you rock.
Right on.
I love it.
We're going to go into New Gods. Any final words for KISW and Metal Shop listeners?
So come to Daryl's Tavern July 7th.
Yep.
We'll be playing with Dusty Cubby on their record release with Elliot Green and King Lincoln. And then later this summer, we're going to be doing Northwest Hardcore Fest. I'm going to be getting a tattoo on my leg right before the set.
Okay. So
if you want to see how that goes, just come check it out.
You should get tattooed while you perform.
Benny already
maybe.
Did that.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Yes, Benny from Avoid definitely did
Benny can have that.
Yes, exactly. Well, here's the last song you're going to hear for today, but go catch them again July 7th with Dusty Cubby at Daryl's Tavern. It's IS Luna with New Gods. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Pulling at my skin, I'll be not feel the same. Some people laughed. Some people cried. Most people were silent. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.